Welcome to the Anderson Business Advisors Podcast, the nationally recognized preferred provider for asset protection and tax planning in the nation. This show is for business owners and investors looking to protect their assets, save on taxes, and build their wealth with Michael Bowman, an attorney, author, and a featured instructor at Anderson's Tax and Asset Protection event held throughout the country. Enjoy the show.
All right, welcome everybody to Bowman's Business Brief, also a subsection of the Anderson Business Advisors podcast. Today, excited about this podcast, absolutely. Found a new product out there that's going to help a lot of our clients out there. Today on the phone, we've got Aaron DiCaprio with Rent Rescue. Welcome, Aaron.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike.
Awesome. Well, as I said, I've been excited about this for the last few weeks, putting this together with you, getting to know you as a person. I like your integrity and also love the product that you guys are running out and rolling out. It's fantastic. So Aaron, just to give a little background on yourself, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, again, my name is Aaron DiCaprio, and I'm an attorney, so please don't hold that against me.
And you're an attorney as well, and a lot of people make the crack that not only am I a lawyer, but I'm also in the insurance industry. So they say, hey, that's two strikes against you. Where's the third one coming? So in any event.
We're on the good side. You know, it's like we're protecting people, and also you're doubling up on that and having a protection for not only on the front end, but also when things go bad. So I always feel like there's two sides to everything, and we're on the great side, not even the good side.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, so I'm an attorney. I'm also an insurance executive. And probably more importantly, I'm a real estate investor. So this particular product that we're going to discuss today resonates well with me. And for the my on-again, off-again investing over the last number of years has really been the impetus for creating this product.
I think that's what resonated with me so well is when I found your company. Being a real estate investor myself, and you have those months that you don't have rental income coming in through no fault of your own, it gets a little tight. It gets a little scary. And for all of our clients, going without a month or two can be detrimental. So sorry for the interjection, but keep going.
Yeah, no, absolutely. In fact, as I mentioned, I've sort of been an on-again, off-again investor for a number of years. And my wife and I had a property out in Denver years ago before that market was really booming. And when she was pregnant with our first, we decided, hey, let's move back to the Philly area where she's from so we could have some babysitters. And we couldn't sell our property. It wasn't going for a premium like that market's holding now. So we got ourselves a property manager and put it up for rent and moved to Philly. And probably about 6 or 7 months into our move, our property manager called us up and said, hey, hate to break it to you, but your tenant lost his job. His girlfriend left him and he's no longer digging the Colorado weather. So he's moving someplace warmer. And I kind of chuckled and said, geez, this sounds like the lyrics to a slow country song.
I was going to say the same thing.
Expense.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. Yeah,
exactly. So I was kind of like, okay, well, so it definitely, this Rent Rescue product definitely strikes a chord with me. And, you hit the nail on the head for, somebody who might be an accidental landlord like we were. You might have that rental income and immediately applying it to your mortgage, or it might be going towards, other types of bills, whether it's, your kid's daycare or tuition, or whether it's, some medical bills or whatever the case may be. It's just, there's a lot of people out there who rely on their rental income and that cash flow. And Rent Rescue is protecting that cash flow, protecting their investment, if you will, and also providing them with peace of mind.
I think peace of mind is what, when you were talking about that and thinking about my clients, absolutely. Anderson's clients, they love peace of mind. That's what we give them from the asset protection and tax minimization side, that the peace of mind is huge. Even for myself, a lot of times my clients are living on their, what I call mailbox money, their rents, and they want to protect it. And just the fact that you guys are coming in into this market and providing that peace of mind is just invaluable to them for sure.
Yeah. And I have some clients who've basically said that this type of insurance is akin to like your life insurance, where, you have insurance that, protects your family in the event, you pass away. Well, this right here is, insurance, similar, where it's protecting your investment and your livelihood and your family to a certain degree when you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that resonated with me, and again, I got all these overarching, ideas and reasons why I wanted to have you on here. But the biggest one for my clients and myself is risk management, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You use the insurance to mitigate your risk of loss. you do what you can to vet your tenants. And let's face it, I mean, there's no such thing as a perfect tenant. I mean, you could run the background checks, the screenings, and, you know, life happens. You know, you could have the perfect tenant and then all of a sudden they lose their job, or maybe they're going through a divorce, or perhaps they fall on, you know, ill health. And, you know, lo and behold, now you're faced with a situation that your tenant's not paying you the rent, not because they're bad and they don't want to pay you. They don't have the financial wherewithal to do so. And, you know, it's tough as an investor when that happens, because of course you don't want to throw somebody out on the street, but you also are, you know, for a certain degree, for a lot of landlords, I mean, this is a sort of like a business. It's another means of, you know, bringing in some rental income, some money. And if that rent isn't being paid, well, you know, you have to come out of pocket now to make sure that mortgage might be paid. Or
so you're saying the mortgage companies don't care if your renter isn't paying you.
Yeah, exactly right. Shocker.
Yeah, finding a perfect client or a perfect tenant is like finding Bigfoot. You know, you hear about them, but you never find them.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I kind of joke around and I say, what's Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the perfect tenant all have in common? They're all figments of your imagination. They don't exist. So.
I think I'm going to steal that from you for future presentations. I like that. I think that's awesome. Yeah. So when does it kick in? Like, give us the details on this, so that, because I'm sure there's a lot of facets to this, and sure. I'm really interested to kind of know the ins and outs of it. And I know that my clients are too.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll sort of give you the 30,000 foot view and a little bit of the background, you know, history on it as well. So, I mean, you know, rent-to-fall insurance has actually been available abroad in Australia and the UK for a number of years, but, you know, like a lot of, you know, products and other services, just hasn't made its way across the pond until recently. In fact, in those geographies, it's quite common that once you purchase an investment property, you immediately turn around and buy rent default insurance. It's just what you do. So our rent default insurance, Rent Rescue, provides up to 6 months of lost rent when a tenant defaults on a lease. So it could be any type of non-pay, such as your skips and evictions. And it also reimburses a residential investor up to $1,000 of legal expenses should you have to actually pursue that eviction. And as you and I both know that.
Wait, they actually will help you pay for an eviction company?
It will pay up to $1,000 of legal expenses. Yeah. So whatever the legal expenses you have, up to $1,000, it'll reimburse them for that. So that's huge, because that whole eviction process, you know, can be a real headache.
Well, it's huge. Also, it fits in right with what I teach and what I recommend to clients. A lot of people in real estate are self-help, or they want to get in with the and do it themselves, DIY. And I always recommend, I say, you know what? Send it to an eviction company. They're the ones who already know the process. They're not emotionally attached to it. They just get the job done and they know how to run through all the state requirements and rules. And so, yeah, having that, that's absolutely a huge advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's also a 3-month reimbursement in addition to the 6 when there's death of a sole tenant, or let's say there's a court order, the breaking of the lease. For example, let's say there's a domestic violence situation. And then it's also a 3-month reimbursement when you have an inactive member of the military being put on active status and deployed. So it covers those situations as well.
So I'm always one of those guys that looks at both sides of it. So when wouldn't it cover anything?
Yeah, so it won't cover situations when the landlord has done something to create the reason why the tenant isn't paying you the rent. For example, let's say the unit is uninhabitable. There's a sewage issue, or there's some other issue that runs against the four corners of the lease and the landlord did something to breach it. So it's really looking at your situations where the landlord is doing everything they should be doing. However, the tenant, for whatever the case may be, just isn't paying. It's those situations that are covered. There's also instances that won't be covered. For example, short-term rentals. So your short-term rentals, vacation rentals, seasonal rentals, those types of units won't be covered. So
like VRBO is where you're kind of going at.
Yeah, your VRBO, your Airbnb. So it's really, you know, any type of, you know, long-term rental. So your single family rentals, your duplexes, triplex, quads, you know, multifamily. Again, it has to be long-term.
It makes sense. I mean, how are you going to, you know, even quantify a short-term rental? What, you're going to go ahead and make a claim if you can't get it rented out? Yeah, that makes
right.
sense. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. And then, you know, obviously, I bet one of the things on our clients' minds is going to be cost. And what does it cost? And how do you break that down? How many properties can you do? Is there limitations on that?
Yeah, sure. So, Yeah. So the cost is roughly about $300 annually for the premium. And, you know, that doesn't include any tax and fees, but the beauty of, you know, this particular product, it's tax deductible.
An expense. You know, what, yeah, sure.
Exactly. Yep. Or what a lot of landlords might do is just pass the cost off to their tenant and their rent. And if they do so, then it usually equates to maybe a 2 to 2.5% increase in their rent, which is, you know, fairly minimal.
Perfect.
And then as far as the types of rentals we cover, the rental range is $450 a monthly rental on the low end, and then $5,000 monthly rental on the high end. That $450 to $1,000 monthly rental range, it's probably going to generate a minimum premium of roughly $250, not including any taxes or fees. And on the high end, you're looking at probably $660 to $700 in premium
for a year, so again, right?
Yeah, annually per year. So I mean, again, you know, it's a relatively, you know, nominal amount when you're really thinking about how this type of product is going to benefit you and reimburse you up to 6 months of your lost rental income and also $1,000 of legal expenses. And again, it's tax deductible. So it really, you know, it's a no-brainer.
Well, and I always say when you get a bulk price of, you know, like $450, $500, whatever, and it's for a whole year, you really think about it as you got to amortize it over 12 months. And so, you know, that kind of makes it more relatable when you look at the price per month as opposed to a whole year out of pocket. You think, all right, so you allocate that cost to the monthly rent. And that's pretty awesome, actually. That's a lot lower than
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So for our average premium is $300 annual, that's really comes down to about $25 a month.
Yeah. Which, you know, and what you're clearing. And again, it's going to be an expense. So that's even better. Absolutely. You know, let's say that something does go wrong, you know, just like it does in real estate, you know, kind of Murphy's Law, and, you know, someone needs to make a claim. How does that whole work? I mean, is it, you know, how long do they have to wait before they get the reimbursement? And what are the details of that?
Sure. Yeah, I'll walk you through that whole process. So again, as I mentioned before, you know, I've been an on-again, off-again investor, and, you know, taking that mindset, really applied that to this this platform. So the platform itself, you know, I had our developers build it in a way that is going to be very user-friendly. So you could apply for the insurance, you know, online in a matter of minutes with a credit card. Basically, what you do is you answer a few questions about the location of your property, the monthly rental income, and then there's a handful of qualification criteria, which is basically
qualifications on the tenant or on
exactly. So we want to know about, you know, how do you vet a tenant? What's the tenant selection criteria? So in order to qualify and purchase the insurance, the landlord has to warrant that the tenant has a 600 or better credit score, no bankruptcies in the last 5 years, no evictions in the last 5 years, that the tenant can satisfy the terms of the lease, and that the rent has not been in arrears for 30 plus consecutive days during the last 12 months. If all that checks out, then you could proceed and purchase the insurance with a credit card. Now, you know, again, you know, the reality is, you know, sometimes, you know, tenants are going to default. So in that instance, we've built the platform, again, to be, you know, very user-friendly. And I told our developers, listen, you know, I've been there. I've been burned by my tenants. And the last thing I want to do is make it really difficult for people to file a claim and get paid. So they're already dealing with the headache of not being paid their rent. I don't want them to deal with any more headaches or any more stress and having to go through this process and get reimbursed. So
that's a joke I make about, you know, insurance companies a lot, even auto insurance and everything like that. It's I always feel like once you have a claim, you submit the claim, and it's almost like an automatic rejection comes back. You got to keep resubmitting it. You know, I think that some insurance companies are out there basically saying, hey, how do we make it as hard as possible for a claim to go through so that people will just forget about it and move on? And you've done the opposite, huh? So you made it as easy as possible.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said before, you know, I've been in the insurance industry for, you know, quite some time. And to your point, there are a lot of insurance companies out there where they make it extremely difficult to get paid. And it's frustrating. And it's unfortunately, you know, sort of a black, you know, stain on those types of carriers. Yeah. So again, you know, thankfully, our insurance company just takes the opposite approach. And, you know, again, with my, you know, championing this type of product and, you know, having, you know, been there in the investor's shoes when they're not getting paid, I made sure that, you know, getting paid is going to be quick and easy. So in the event of a claim, you can go onto the website. There's up in the navigation bar, it says make a claim. You click on that button, it opens up a window, and then you can start the claim process. You can enter in some key information about what's going on and why you're filing the claim, and then also upload upload the requisite documentation, like the lease agreement, you know, any notices and things of that nature. Then we'll have, you know, somebody review the information and quickly, you know, reach out to the landlord. And if they have any other, you know, questions, they'll ask them at, you know, at that time. Otherwise, they'll begin the claim process and helping these folks get paid. There is a deductible that's equal to 1 month's rent on the policy. So like a lot of other insurance policies, there's a deductible. It's pretty standard. Then once that deductible is satisfied, then we'll start the claim process. The landlords will not get a lump sum reimbursement of the full 6 months. Basically, the way it works is you'll get a month-to-month reimbursement. So each month, we're just going to ask the landlord, okay, provide us evidence of what you're doing to release the property and or evict. Yeah, and that could be something as simple as, you know, sending us, you know, the email from the eviction attorney stating that the hearing is, you know, August 1st. We're like, okay, great, here you go. We got that information, and we'll get payment sent to you. So we'll do that. It'll be quick and easy. They'll get paid within 30 days. In fact, it'll probably be a lot sooner than 30. And then we'll, you know, each month we'll ask for that same information, and we'll get them, you know, reimbursed and hopefully, you know, ease some of the stress that they're encountering.
Cool. Well, Aaron, let's take a quick break and then we'll get back to it.
Are you looking to lower your taxes, protect your assets, and grow your wealth? Are you a real estate investor, stock trader, or business owner? If you answered yes, Anderson Advisors Tax and Asset Protection Workshop is for you. Let host Clint Coons, Toby Mathis, and Michael Bowman teach you how to protect and keep more of what you earn. Our workshops are held monthly throughout the country and via live stream. Two in-person tickets to the workshop are only $99. To learn more about the dates and locations, visit AndersonAP.com and register today.
All right, Aaron, we're back. I got Aaron with Rent Rescue on here. We're kind of going to the ins and outs of rental income insurance, is basically what I would call it, a way to insure your rental income, which is a brand new product. To recap, basically, it's been in the UK and Australia first, which kind of troubles me. I thought America always, we were the innovators and then they copied us, but it's the other way around. So I'm glad actually we can look at it to other countries and say, hey, what's working and what's a product that we can bring in here. To recap the process, if we had to go from like A to Z, you mentioned the ins and outs of it, but I really want to make it clear for my clients in how it goes through. So you get online, you fill out a questionnaire, and you do have to put in that you are vetting your clients, which I think all my clients are doing anyway. We encourage that. I think that you're dumb if you just go ahead and just pick the first person off the street. You really need to vet them out. 600 credit score, no bankruptcies over the last 5 years, no evictions over the last 5 years. These should all be your qualifications for your tenants anyway. And then one of the cool things I thought, and I think it's very fair, is that you can't already have a property that the rent's delinquent in, correct, Aaron?
Yeah, correct. So yeah, no, the rent can't be in arrears for 30 plus consecutive days during the last 12 months. And then the landlord has to also warrant that the tenant can satisfy the terms of the lease. And then again, when there is a claim, all this information doesn't have to be provided up front. But in the event of a claim, we're going to ask that the landlord provide that information to us. If they can't, then we're not going to be able to move forward with the claim process.
Ah, excellent. Okay, so these aren't documents that you're going to be requesting when you sign up online.
No, it's not. It's not right at the outset. No, we want to make everything again, you know, quick and easy. But on the back end, in order to get paid, okay, well, show us that, you know, you've actually vetted this particular tenant. And if they have and all that checks out, then we'll get the claim process going and get these folks paid.
So the application process, how long does it take?
You could probably do it in a couple minutes. It's real quick and easy. And again, we're only asking for, you know, the monthly rental income, the location of the property, and then those qualifiers that I mentioned before, which actually it's there's a bunch of check boxes, and you just go right down the line and check the boxes off, and then you hit submit, and then you'll go to the payment page, and you could remit payment with a credit card. So the whole process, depending on how many units you're covering, can take, you know, a few minutes.
This is fantastic. I'm used to going to forms and filling it out, and it takes an hour. I got to keep getting customer support online to try to figure out where we're at. Yeah, I like fast and easy. All right, so we got the process. We're signed up. All of a sudden, we have a problem with the tenant. What's the next step? So we get online, file a claim, and then you're going to ask us for, you know, proof that we did vet them out, which is fair. And then how does it go from there?
Yeah, so we're going to ask for, you know, proof that they did vet them and that the qualification criteria were met. And then after that, we'll after the deductible is satisfied, we'll start paying the landlords each month. And again, each month, we're just going to ask them what they're doing to release the property and or evict. And once they provide us with that information, for example, they send us maybe a listing from a listing service saying, hey, you know, we have this advertised online. We're getting some traction here. Or, hey, you know, we just got our eviction attorney. He sent us an email saying that the hearing is August 1st. Just something of that nature, and then we'll get them paid. We're not going to ask them to, you know, run through jump through a whole bunch of hoops to get paid. That's not the purpose of this at all. We just want to make sure that there are some, you know, checks and balances within the process.
Speaking of collections, and I know my clients are, you know, like I do, I encourage them to get a collection, an eviction company. Speaking of collections, though, do you guys go after the tenant on behalf of the landlord, or is that left up to the landlord to take care of?
No, so in the insurance policy itself, there's what's called a subrogation clause. So the insurance company actually steps into the shoes of the landlord once the claim is filed, mm-hmm. and the insurance company has the rights now to pursue collection against a tenant. Now, whether or not they do that is going to be a business decision, depending on, you know, how much time, money, and energy will be spent pursuing collection. However, if they do pursue collection, how that process is going to work is any funds that they do collect from the tenant, they'll first offset the amount of the claim that they paid out, and then anything else that they collect will be given to the landlord.
Perfect. Gosh, again, everything keeps coming back to peace of mind.
Yeah.
Now, one of the questions I also have when I deal with insurance is some insurance companies are able to do business in some states and some of them can't. And so what states are you available in?
Yeah, so right now we're in 48 states. So we started off slowly and we wanted to test the product in a few key markets. We were actually started off in California, Texas, and Pennsylvania. Then based on the feedback that we had received, we made some tweaks to the policy language, the underwriting requirements, which are the qualification criteria that I mentioned to you before. Yeah, and then we quickly expanded to 45 other states. So the only states we're not in right now is Alaska and Kentucky.
Okay. All right. Any chance of getting in there anytime soon, or is there barriers
yeah.
in there?
Yep. Yeah, sure. Yeah. So yeah, Alaska will be in, you know, pretty soon. Kentucky has some different regulatory requirements. Each, just to give you a quick background and really, hopefully I'm not boring everybody on this, but.
No, I'm eating this stuff up. And if I'm eating this stuff up, I'm imagining our yeah. clients are too.
Great. Yeah. So in each state, you have different insurance requirements and they have things that you need to adhere to before you could sell insurance in a specific jurisdiction. So Kentucky just makes it very difficult for you to, you know, sell any type of insurance, you know, in their state. And when you have a digital platform like ours to program the technology with all their different requirements, it just takes longer to do. There's a lot more I's that need to be dotted and T's that need to be crossed. So it's just, it's a little bit more of a laborious, you know, task, if you will, for Kentucky. So we said, okay, well, Kentucky isn't a huge market, you know, for us right now, but certainly we want, our goal is to be in all 50 states. So we'll get that sure. done, you know, very soon.
Awesome. Okay. So looping back, one of the things, and it's interesting because we work with a very experienced real estate investors who, you know, have 50 to 100 properties. And then we also work with people who are just getting into the market. Any discrepancy between them? Can I have one or two properties and still get the insurance? And the reason why I ask that is a lot of times the people with one or two properties who are just starting off, they really are reliant on the rents being paid because that mortgage still needs to be paid on those rentals. And so any discrepancy between you have one or two, or if you have 50 to 100, anything that we need to know about that?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, great points there too, Mike. Yeah. In fact, the insurance, you know, actually helps people who are sort of reluctant to becoming an investor and getting their feet wet with an investment property, knowing that this insurance now is behind them, helping protect their cash flow and their investment. And again, giving them that peace of mind, it really helps these types of people take that leap and make the jump into becoming a real estate investor. So, I mean, what we really look for is it's the product itself is applicable for the smaller, you know, do-it-yourself landlords, the accidental landlords who might just have, you know, a few investment properties. And then, of course, the larger career investors who have, you know, big portfolios, you know, there's applicability with that segment as well. What we do require, though, is that if, whether it's a smaller investor or a larger investor, we do require that if they have a building, they must insure all qualifying units in that building.
And you'd want to, too. I mean, it's going to be Murphy's Law. Again, the one you don't insure, the one's going to cause you the problems or have that toilet backed up that destroys the other properties. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we asked that all eligible units in a building, you know, be covered. So let's say you have a building with 10 units, 8 of the units qualify, 2 don't. Well, all 8 must be insured. The insurance company doesn't want you to, you know, pick and choose and be adversely selected upon. Now, just because the 2 units don't qualify, that doesn't disqualify the other 8. So you could still move forward. And for example, if you have a portfolio with, you know, 5 or 6 single family rentals, well, each one is its own building. So if two of the single family rentals don't qualify, okay, that's fine. I mean, they don't qualify. You could still just purchase the insurance for just one of the other single family rentals. You don't have to purchase it for every single one. But again, to your point earlier, I mean, you really want to have this insurance in place. I mean, given, you know, the benefit that it provides, the peace of mind, and then again, it's super affordable and tax deductible.
You guys should also offer for the newbies, new real estate investors, what happens if the water heater goes out on a Saturday? You know, you get the people out there and fix it so they don't have to deal with it.
Right. Yeah. And then with respect to the larger, you know, the career investors, the ones with the bigger portfolios, I mean, they actually like the product because it eliminates the bad debt expense off of their balance sheet, and now they can get better terms from banks. It frees up their cash, and they can just do more with their money now. It's not tied up.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Any discount if you have, like, I mean, do you guys start doing a volume discount, or is it because of the nature of each property, it's all priced per property?
So, I mean, again, it's priced per property. However, with the larger portfolios, there's going to probably be a little more handholding than some of the ones that just have a small handful of, you know, units, 1, 2, 3. So if they have a larger portfolio, we look at that on a case-by-case basis, and we can adjust the rates and the premium to reflect economies of scale. So yeah, they'll get some type of a rate reduction. It just requires a little bit more, a couple of conversations.
Sure, very fair. You know, a lot of clients ask us, hey, where should I invest in? And our answer always is where you find the great deal. You know, I don't care if you're in California, Arizona, you know, Pennsylvania, anywhere, you'd go where actually the deals and where you can make money. You know, how does the policy work if I've got properties in multiple states?
Sure. So if you have properties in multiple states, you'll have one policy for one state and one policy for the other state. So there'll be a policy for each state. And then the beauty of our platform, too, is once you purchase the insurance, if you're out and you're investing in other properties, you can go ahead and add those properties to your online dashboard, which would be created once you purchase the insurance. And then you could, you know, add, delete properties as you see fit. So it's, again, it's the whole process is really easy to use. It's very intuitive, and we want to make it, you know, very seamless for everyone.
Gosh, which is so unheard of for insurance companies. I love it. I love it.
Right.
You know, I always, with, you know, what we do in protecting people and helping people, you know, do you have any great success stories where, you know, you have, or, you know, some good parting words?
Yeah. So, I mean, again, you know, this type of insurance is really providing, you know, peace of mind. You know, I've spoken with, you know, a number of investors, both existing investors and investors who are no longer investors because they got burned by their tenant. And, you know, they said, geez, you know, if only this insurance was available, you know, a few years ago, you know, it could have really prevented me from, you know, selling, you know, our property. And I think a lot of investors out there, on the smaller side, they're looking to their investment property as a great way to plan for their future, you know, to plan for their retirement. And, you know, they're finding, unfortunately, that, you know, previously, you know, having some type of investment property because of the issues with non-pays was really a headache for them. And, you know, it shouldn't be. I mean,
yeah,
we're providing,
yeah,
you know, peace of mind and added security for their investment. We have, you know, again, it's a seamless process. We have a great platform for people to use. Our insurance company is the third largest reinsurer in the world. It's called HDI Global. And we're using one of their subsidiaries, Hanover Re, which, in fact, they were purchased by HDI Global last summer. And both organizations have billions and billions of assets. They're very credible. They're rated A by AM Best, A plus by Standard & Poor. My business partner, he's out of California. He's been in the insurance industry with his agency called Next Wave Insurance since 2004. So we have a lot of, you know, really, you know, smart people, credible people, you know, backing this this program, making sure that it's a success. And again, you know, I've been in their shoes, and you know, others in our organization have also been in their shoes. And you know, just when you break this down and you look at the product itself, and you're like, geez, you know, just makes a lot of sense. And again, as I mentioned before, it's a no-brainer. So, you know, if people want to learn more about, you know, Rent Rescue, they could go to our website, which is rentrescue.com, or, you know, they could email me at aaron@rentrescue.com. That's, you know, aaron@rentrescue.com.
We're also going to be featuring you on our resources page in our Platinum site. You know, that's how I'm excited about this. I just think it's fantastic. There's one other thing that I wanted to kind of point out to you. People who have been around Anderson know that we believe that those who have been given much, you know, have to give much. I think that's kind of a proverb that's been around for thousands of years. And one thing I did notice when I was investigating you and vetting you, your company, was that you guys are charitable also, and you guys believe in charity, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's nice to pay it forward. And, you know, there's, you know, people out there who are, you know, in need. And, you know, if we could, you know, help where we can, then we certainly do that. So, you know, we pay it forward. And, you know, we chose a couple causes that are near and dear to our hearts. We pay it forward to both the Autism Speaks and the Multiple Sclerosis Society. So the first one hits pretty close to home for us. You know, one of my sons was recently diagnosed with autism. And then with the Multiple Sclerosis Society, one of my best friends from high school growing up was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in his 30s. He woke up one day and he couldn't see. And, it's, you know, for, you know, he and I, we both played, you know, baseball together and sports in college. And to hear something like that, it strikes a chord, and you kind of sit there and you're like, it puts things in perspective. So, and again, there are a lot of other people who are facing different challenges every single day. And, you know, for us to be able to, you know, give a little back to help people, you know, fight those battles, whatever it may be, it feels good.
Absolutely. They need all the help they can get, and just the support and appreciation for what they're going through. So that was one thing. I know maybe it took you by surprise, but we know when I'm investigating somebody, that's something that's important to Anderson and our values here. Again, we're going to be putting Aaron and the Rent Rescue up on our Platinum site under resources, Rent Rescue. One of the things I also had Aaron do is put together some white papers and some informational materials on that we're going to be putting up there too. So look for it under Platinum resources site and then Rent Rescue. Aaron, absolutely appreciate you taking the time. I know you're busy. We've talked, and you know, you guys are diligent in everything you're doing, getting new states. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to myself and our clients. I think you're going to be an awesome resource for them. Again, I just love real estate. I've seen it change people's lives, and to kind of remove a barrier to entry, even mentally, for our clients, I appreciate it. And I appreciate your company for what you guys are doing.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate spending the time with you and your listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So I imagine you'll be maybe attending some of our events firsthand. So, hey, this has been fantastic. Again, we're going to have a lot of information on our site about Rent Rescue and about Aaron. And if there's any questions, go there. You can always contact Anderson. We'll help you out too on that. But Aaron, hey, appreciate you taking the time, and have a great rest of the day.
Thanks. You too. Take care.
All right, bud. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Show notes for links to everything mentioned in this episode can be found on our website at andersonadvisors.com/podcast. Be sure you subscribe to our podcast. And if you are already a subscriber, please provide us a review of what you thought of this episode.